Trevor, how you feeling?
Feeling good. Yeah, feeling good. Just taking it day by day and getting better, and just kind of enjoying this time to get in the film room a little bit more and then kind of step back and watch from a different perspective while still staying in tune and hopefully being able to play again this year at some point.
Could that be Thursday or not at all?
I don't know. I think that I'm progressing really well, and just kind of talking to the doctors and everything, they're going to make that decision. I don't think we can make that decision so far, but obviously everything in my power I'm going to do to be able to do that, but still it's just no telling yet.
Have you thrown a ball yet?
I've tossed a little bit, but nothing beyond that.
Considering that, would you be shocked if you weren't able to play in the bowl game?
Yeah, I would. I'm hoping to be back for that. That's a month and a half away, so that's a lot of time to prepare. But again, it is a little bit up to me because it is my body, but it's also up to the doctors and, just them saying if I'm capable of playing or not.
Have you been cleared for contact yet?
No, I mean, we don't get hit at practice anyway, so nothing like that.
But, have you participated in practice, actually, in live drills, or has it just been sidelined?
No, I have not participated in any live drills yet.
What has it been like for you helping Jake and kind of being a second coach maybe?
Yeah, I think it's been good. It's been what he's been doing for me all year long, coming off the field and just telling him what looks I saw and what maybe happened on a play here or there. It helps him because I enjoy hearing that from him, when I come off the field. And so it's been good for the both of us.
How do you think he's performed?
I think he's done a really good job. Just kind of getting thrown in there into the fire and winning this past week and playing really well, honestly, when they gave us some looks that we didn't see before. I think he's handled it really well, and I'm excited for him.
Trevor, with the light there, you kind of talked maybe there's a possibility you could play. In your mind, is it hard to – you just want to say, I got to go. Is it hard to turn that off?
Well, as a competitor, I wanted to play, against Ole Miss and against UTSA. And that's just not the reality of it. With the injury that I had, it takes time to heal. And really, it just comes down to what the doctors tell me I can or cannot do.
So have you regained all the strength in your arm, shoulder area?
I feel like it's pretty strong. I feel, again, that's just kind of the competitor in me. I feel like I could go out there and play. But is it, structurally ready to go play? I don't know yet.
When you say it's the doctors, I mean, you sound like you might be somewhat optimistic about it, and then put it on the doctors. How confident are you that you might get out there on Thursday?
Now, could you take a hit?
I think that I could. Again, it's not up to me, and we could sit here and go around and around in circles, but it just hasn't been determined yet.
With all the ups and downs of the season, what would it mean for this team to get a win to end the regular season?
It'd be big time for us. That's the plan. That's obviously what we want to do. That's what we're striving for this week. We've got a great LSU team coming to town, but it's senior night. It's my last game in Kyle Field and my last regular season game of my college career. And to go out the right way would mean just the world to me and for the rest of our team.
Have you been invited to things like the Senior Bowl, any kind of postseason All-Star games?
Not yet, nope.
Trevor, looking at it, I know with you only having been here 1 year, but obviously you mentioned senior night is big, and just the atmosphere around that and talking with the guys about that. What was the feeling around that?
It's kind of hit me in the face, honestly. It's crazy to think about. I've been doing this kind of same routine for 5 years now, and to all come to Thursday night, it's crazy. I'm excited for it, though. It's been such a cool journey. My career has been, and really just a cool journey coming here to A&M, and really excited to play my last game out on Kyle Field in front of the 12th man and hopefully go out with a big win.
What do you think it meant to Jake on Saturday for him to pick up his first win at Kyle Field?
That's huge. That's a dream for him. He's been an A&M fan his entire life, and to have the opportunity to start at Kyle Field and then, get a win under your belt, that's a dream come true. And so I was really happy for him after the game, gave him a big hug, and he was excited as well.
How much is there still left on the table for this team if you can win?
We've said it all year long, but we still haven't played our best football yet. Just as a offense, defense, special teams, kind of the whole culmination of everything. And so, it would be huge for us to come out and play really well and get a big-time win going into the bowl season.
Coaching Jake, how have you seen him progress over these past two games?
I think he's grown up a lot. He's such an even-keeled guy. He's not going to get too high, not going to get too low, which is a really good thing for me because I'm more of a high-strung guy and he keeps me calm. But he's grown up a lot, just managing the game. Anytime you get out there and it's the first time in a long time, you're a little bit jittery, and now he's just feeling more comfortable.
Being on the sidelines, that could be a different perspective and maybe a different outlook,
maybe what, how the offense might be struggling some, and maybe how you might be able to pick them up, or how it could be picked up a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've been in every single position as a quarterback during my college career. I've been the starter. I've been the guy that wasn't supposed to be the starter but got thrown into the fire. I've been the backup, and you know, so I've seen it from every different light. You know, I've enjoyed getting to watch our offense, and like you said, maybe figure out a few ways that I can play a little bit better, or manage the offense a little bit better whenever I do get the chance to come back.
With the run game struggling a little bit, is there anything that you feel has been happening over these past few games that's kind of been a problem for that?
Not really anything that I can see. I think we've played really well, especially up front the past couple weeks, just identifying certain things. And then the bottom line is you just got to come out and execute. And I think, you know, got to get back to just having fun playing football. You know, when you lose a couple games, you kind of start looking for ways to fix it. But you got to remember that just, you know, 2 weeks ago now, we were number four in the country and we're playing really well. And so we just got to get back to having fun and playing together.